as we begin this hour of the show. The story of me being taken for a sucker. Yes, it unfortunately is true. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Karen DeFalco will be by in mere moments. Our first guest this hour is fashion expert Peter Berta. Are you doing everything you need to be as up-to-date on fashion as you possibly can? Do you know what's even going on here in 2017 when it comes to fashion? Well, if you don't, if you need a refresher course, that's why Peter is here. We all need to straighten ourselves out, do we not? So Peter will be here to make sure that we're on the straight and narrow when it comes to what we're wearing here in 2017. Then, the co-author of a very interesting new book, Tim Trainor, the co-author of a book called Capital City. It is a novel. We don't talk about a lot of fiction on the show. It really has to be a good fiction book for us to have the person on, and this is. It kind of reminds me of the story of Marion Barry. Do you remember the disgraced D.C. mayor from all those years ago? He had so many drug problems and everything else. His world fell down around him. Well, this is kind of like that. It's the story of a person that kind of is in over his head as he is trying to run our capital city of Washington, D.C., and we will chat with Tim Trainor. We start things off this hour with the unfortunate story that happened to me this past week. Let me set the stage. It is early morning. I am walking into a Dunkin' Donuts. They are everywhere where I live. You can drive 5 minutes from my front door and get to 7 Dunkin' Donuts locations. So I go in and I simply want a cup of coffee. I was headed over to my son's basketball game that morning, and there was a gentleman in front of me ordering a coffee for himself. The first thing I noticed was he did not look very good. His clothes were torn. His hair was straggled and sticking out underneath a very worn stocking cap. And he ordered his coffee. And the person, the barista, they don't call them that at Dunkin' Donuts, the Dunkinista, I guess, informed him that it would cost $2.33. And his response was, oh no. He started digging in his pockets, turning his pockets inside out, and he obviously did not have the $2.33 on him. I was in a rush. I also felt quite bad for this person, so I said, don't worry about it. I will pay for his coffee. So the Dunkinista was, do you want this on separate checks? Really? We're ordering coffee here, honey. Calm down. So I simply ordered my own coffee, paid the total, and he turned around, said thank you. He went off on his way, and I trailed about a minute behind. Well, we get out to the lot, and as I'm walking over to my Toyota that I'm driving right now, he gets into a brand new BMW. 328iV, X24, I don't even know what they call these things. I know it was a BMW, I know it was new, I know it was shiny, and I know it was much nicer than the vehicle that I was driving that day. He got into it and drove off. So there I was, and quite confused at this point. Was I just taken? I assume I was. Was this some sort of candid camera stunt? Is candid camera coming back? I don't know. I looked around. I wasn't being punked in any way. The man simply drove out onto the highway and sped away. Now, I still don't know what to think. Did the guy spend all of his money on his BMW that he left no money behind for his regular daily expenses, such as a cup of coffee? I don't think that's the case. Was this a stolen car? I don't think that was the case either. There have been stories in the past of people of incredibly well means, or at least average means, posing as being quite indigent so that when they went into a store, people would buy them their items and things. And I guess that's what happened here. As the week went on, I felt less and less bad about it because I'm out $2.33. And at least for the moment that I thought I was helping someone, I was helping someone. When we went outside, I realized that he's doing much better than I am with his $85,000 car and me in my tiny little Toyota. Stay with us. Peter Berta is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green. Harrison with you.
A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.